For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This week, three stories from American artists with new releases. American band 10th Avenue North this week releases its third album, The Struggle. Like its first two projects, the album once again fuses truth and music in a potent blend that leaves listeners engaged, entertained, and inspired. The band's frontman Mike Donaghy says The Struggle focuses on grace, forgiveness, and redemption. He says the lead single reminds us that every time we're forced to forgive, it feels like we're losing.
We've all been there. We've all had that moment or that thing where it hurts, and we don't want to take the pain and give back grace. We want to hold it against them. But you know, the tricky thing about bitterness is it's sort of like swallowing poison and hoping the other person dies. At the end of the day, even C.S. Lewis said, to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable, because after all, God has forgiven the inexcusable in us.
A new artist that's been doing particularly well on the Australian Christian charts this year is Mariah Peters. So far, the 19-year-old has scored two hit songs, Well Done and I Choose Jesus. The latter is the title of her major label debut album. Mariah says the overall theme of the project and the title song is about making choices.
I was sitting on the roof of my house, looking at the stars, asking God if he even existed. I never thought that I would get to that point, but after being in a public high school where I had an atheist professor who would ask me so many questions about my faith, it came to the point where I didn't have enough answers. I realized then that understanding would be a result of faith. So in that moment, I decided that I would choose Jesus. I would choose to believe, knowing that understanding would be a result of my faith.
Next, a new artist that we're yet to hear much of in Australia, despite strong success in the US, and that's the Rhett Walker Band. This week, the band performs at a worship service, of all things, preceding the NASCAR Truck Series in Bristol, Tennessee. And later in the year, the band tours with Cutlass, Fireflight, and Australian Band for King and Country. In the past few weeks, the Rhett Walker Band has received favourable reviews from ChristianityToday.com, offering There's Plenty of Fine Southern Fried Rock Here, and Billboard Magazine, which has named the group among those new and noteworthy acts making their way towards Billboard chart success. Rhett Walker's song, When Mercy Found Me, has even become an out-of-the-box favourite on US Christian radio since it was released. Walker says it's his testimony.
I'd lived half of my life just doing exactly what Rhett wanted to do and not worried about consequences or what other people thought or how it affected them. But that's where I realized that road was quick and was going to be a dead end for me. So I had to give up and I just said, God, this is what I'm doing and this is where I'm at and I can't do this without you. I need you. And that's where the song When Mercy Found Me came from.
A reminder, you can track all your favourite songs, including the ones we've been talking about today, on the Rock Across Australia chart at therockacrossaustralia.com. Till next time, I'm Cam Watt for TRA News.